Welcome to a special series on the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast called Walking Through Scripture. Each week you will hear from a lovely friend of mine for a few minutes so you can be encouraged in your faith walk. These guests are helping me out while I take a break to prepare for the arrival of our newest baby. May you grow in your faith today, and don't forget to give the guests some love. All the links are in the show notes. Now let's get started.
Hi, my name is Kara Harvey, and I'm the founder over at A Purpose Driven Mom, where I help overwhelmed moms and mom entrepreneurs create systems in their life, manage their time so that they can take action on their own God-driven goals. And I'm so thankful for Stephanie for asking me to kind of come hang out during her maternity leave and share a little bit of scripture and some encouragement for moms that are feeling a little bit weary right now. I want to open and I'll close with the same scripture, and I want to give you some advice, some tips, and what God's put on my heart right now in between. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. So I'm going to open with it and I'm going to talk a little in a sec. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight." And this is one of my very favorite verses. It was actually the first verse I ever memorized. I am a newer Christian. I was saved just about 7 years ago now, but it feels so new to me. I grew up in an atheist home. I didn't know anything about God or Jesus until I was almost 30 years old. And when I first was saved and I started to go to church, I went to a Bible study, and this was the first scripture they asked us to memorize. So it always holds a special place in my heart. But I know that it's also something that can hold a special place in any mom's heart, because times feel tough sometimes, right? Things feel unsure. They feel uncertain. You don't know where the year is going to go. You don't know what's happening in your life. And I've been there. And maybe you've been there too. Maybe you've been in a place where you feel lost and you're unsure of what to do. Maybe your finances are rocky right now. Maybe you're having trouble and fighting in your marriage. Maybe there's a spiritual battle happening right now where you're feeling unworthy, or you're feeling like you don't know what God is calling you to do and you just feel lost or anxious. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you to lean on the Lord. I want to encourage you to go out there and have quiet time with him, to sit and just say, "Jesus, I'm open. What do you need for me to hear right now? What is on your heart? And I want to hear it." Because sometimes in the busy, we forget to stop and ask the Lord his plan, right? We want to control everything. We want to lean on ourselves. We're superwoman, right? We can do absolutely anything. But if you're not stopping to lean into him, if you're not stopping to say, "God, I don't know what the plan is right now. I'm struggling right now with parenting my kids. I'm feeling anxiety ridden. I lost my job. I'm feeling hopeless. I don't have any goals for 2021 and I don't even know where to start." We can feel in all those places, right? But if you don't even stop to ask him, if you don't even stop to say, "But Lord, can you help?" You know, nothing is going to move forward. He wants us to lean into him. He wants us to say, you know, "Father, help us." And we have to trust his path, but we can't even begin that process of trusting God's path if we don't actually ask him, if we don't submit, or if we don't say, "You're in charge. I surrender this." And listen, this has been a hard thing for me as well. I've struggled with controlling situations. I've struggled with not wanting to lean on anyone, especially God, because I didn't want to disappoint him. I thought I could handle it on my own. And it really didn't hit me until after I had my son, who is 3 years old now. And I struggled with postpartum anxiety and depression. And I remember this being such a hard time in our lives, where my husband had been out of work. He was out of work for 8 months. We were on food stamps. We almost lost our house. And I was struggling with all of these issues with my mental health. And I just sat there on the kitchen floor crying, thinking, "Lord, what did I do wrong? I'm checking all the boxes. I go to church and I'm praying and I'm trying to do all the things and be a good Christian like I thought I was supposed to be. What am I doing wrong?" And I felt him say, "Stop trying so hard." Like, let it go. You don't need to do all the things and control all the things and have all of the boxes checked and the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Just let me help you get through it. I was trying to control every single thing on my own. And I realized that that's not what God has for us. And it's not what he has for you. If you're struggling right now with anything, I want you to to lean into him. I encourage you to find quiet time today to just sit and just listen for his voice, however soft it may be, to just ask and to just say the words, I surrender this to you, God. I will trust you with whatever this is, no matter how rocky it is, no matter how hard it is, no matter how unsure it feels. He will be there and he will always be there for you to lean on, but you have to lean into him. I'm going to close with that verse one more time. And I want to encourage you today, moms, as you go out into your day, ask yourself where you can give up some control, where you can ask God to help guide you, and where you can trust a little bit more. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. I bless you, moms, as you go out there into your day. I'd love to hear if this resonated with you. You can find me over on Instagram at @apurposedrivenmom or my podcast, The Purpose Driven Mom Show. I would love to connect and have an amazing day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Walking Through Scripture series on the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast. Make sure to give this guest some love. I'm so grateful to these guest hosts who are taking over during my maternity leave. Definitely click subscribe. Tune in again next week. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Bye for now.